Today on Real Radio.
You cannot see the grandeur of God without the path of suffering. You cannot see his beauty. You cannot hear his calm voice as well. You cannot feel his tender caress of your life unless you're going through something. It just works no other way. God's economy is perfect.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his series through Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. We're in a mini-series that takes a look at the first seven verses of this New Testament letter. It speaks of how the Almighty orchestrates events, even adverse situations, in the lives of his people for our growth and for his glory. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now with more in his mini-series called This Might Be a Little Uncomfortable.
Boy, let me tell you something. As Christians, listen, everybody, you're not going to say amen to this, but this is a reality. We are to be praying, Lord Jesus, according to thy mercy, may the sufferings that you have ordained for my life abound in my life for your glory. Man, let me tell you, that takes some faith. I didn't say I just prayed it. I'm just teaching you right now about it. No, but you know what? I constantly struggle with the boldness and with the confidence and with the faith. Lord Jesus, please make me, cause me, help me to pray that kind of a prayer. To pray, Lord Jesus, I'm a Christian and I bear your name in all of the earth. And I'm asking you, Lord God, I know that eternity is real and this time here on earth is but for a brief moment. I'm asking you to get me through the issues of working with people, the issues of family, the issues of finances, the issues of health. Bring me through all of these difficulties. Lord, may the sufferings of Christ that's prepackaged, ordained, and Father-filtered by you, O God, according to your tender mercies, be upon my life. In Jesus' name, am I praying this prayer? It's to be the prayer of the Christian. Don't we want to see the glory of God? Yes! It must come through suffering. Hebrews 4:14 says, listen to this. And by the way, non-believer, before I read the verse, do you have a God like this? Hebrews 4:14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Stay at it. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. How awesome is that? Are you in need? Yes, I am. Are you scared? Yes, I'm scared. Are you in trouble? Listen, run to Jesus. Go now, run quick to Christ. He's real. And you run to him and you cry out to him. This week in our own community, maybe you saw or read it, where a young woman was killed in an accident. Imagine, she was in her young 20s, was she not? And immediately, like you, when you saw the traffic scene or read about it in the paper, your mind immediately goes, oh, those parents. That's my first thought. Oh, those parents. And then, where is she? I want you to think about that for a moment. Every one of us, according to the Bible, and you know down deep inside that there's an eternal part of you. It's the part of you that asks the questions, is there life after death? Is Jesus real? Is this all there is to life? That is the eternal you on the inside crying out. But there's an eternal heaven, and the Bible says there's an eternal hell. And in this world now, a decision is to be made. Do you have a high priest who represents you before the Father, which is in heaven, and says, Father, Jack believes in me. He may be a weirdo. He may be a goofball. He may be a nincompoop. He may have a purple shirt on, but he trusts me. He believes, Father, that I died on the cross for his sins and that I rose again from the grave. And I have the entrance into heaven. And the Bible says it is a bold, confident entrance into the kingdom of God. That's radical. That's Christianity. Verse 5 says, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. If we suffer, and I said this last week, please mark it down. Whatever we are suffering, know this, God will never have his comfort level be less than your suffering level. The comfort will always be greater than the suffering. That's why the Bible says he will not allow you, Christian, to go through something that is too much for you to bear. Why? Because it's prescribed by God. He'll walk you through it, and his comfort will always be greater than the trauma. If your husband has abandoned you, God's comfort available now is greater than the pain that you're suffering. There will be pain, and you'll go through that pain, but Jesus will grab your hand and walk you through it. He's promised to do that. Our God lives. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. Hebrews 2, 9 says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, that is in the flesh. God took on human skin, which is less than angel power at this time. Why? For the suffering of death, showing us that there's more. Because it says, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting, it was right, it was proper for him who, in whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons, that's, don't worry girls, it's sons and daughters, to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect or complete through suffering. What does that mean? Jesus Christ suffered in human skin, felt every pain that you and I could ever feel in this life, programmed by God so that when you go through it, Jesus knows what it feels like and then communicates to you and I know exactly how you feel in being abandoned. I know exactly how you feel in being misrepresented. I know exactly how you feel when they stick that needle in your side or in your neck or whatever they're cutting open. I know exactly how you feel. Oh my goodness, this last week I heard of someone here, I don't remember who it was, but they had surgery and they had to remove someone's leg because of diabetes. And they put the person under. This is a nightmare. I can't believe this. Thank God they didn't feel anything. But they were out, but they heard everything. When they came out of surgery, they heard it all. They heard everything during the entire, they heard the jokes. They heard what the doctor was going to do on Friday. They heard it all, and they heard their leg being cut off. Thank God they didn't feel anything, but they heard it. Oh, man, Jesus, take me home. You say, what'd you tell me that story for? That just ruined my life. Guess what? That person will be very, very much able to comfort those who are going through sufferings like you and I cannot relate to. Jesus went through it all to comfort you and I in our moment of peril and difficulty. Very important. Just remember this. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him. That's a command, by the way. Are you guys with me? You're awful quiet. Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, and strengthen, and settle you. Hallelujah. There are brothers and sisters continuing to die at this moment throughout the Middle East and other parts of the world because they know Jesus. Hardships will always and must open our eyes up to God. Christian, listen. You cannot see the grandeur of God without the path of suffering. You cannot see his beauty. You cannot hear his calm voice as well. You cannot feel his tender caress of your life unless you're going through something. It just works no other way. God's economy is perfect. I made mention of you last time, and we'll recap this, that in the midst of the storm, without the storm, Peter never would have seen Jesus walking on the water, and Peter never would have had a chance to walk in the water himself. Remember that. It's in those times of difficulty. What about this? Why do good people have to suffer? Verse 6 teaches us, because affliction creates ministry. You say, I don't want to minister to anybody. Then you need the heart of God in your chest. Affliction creates ministry, verse 6 teaches us. Now if, the word actually means since. Now since we are afflicted, it is for your consolation, for your comfort and salvation. What does that mean? It means that your faith is built up when you see other people suffering. And your faith is built up when you suffer. Which is effective for enduring the same sufferings, which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and your salvation. In Psalm 34, verse 19, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Someone might say, well, that's why I don't read the Old Testament right there. I'm not done quoting the verse. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. That is a fact. But the Lord, who? I'm sorry, what? Who? The Lord delivers him out of them all. Oh, man. Now, that's one you ought to cut out and put on your mirror when you shave in the morning. Guys, when you shave in the morning. Romans 5, verse 3 says, and not only that, but we also glory. Now, here we're getting down to what I wanted to get to. We glory in tribulations. Really? Yeah. Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint. I mean, that means you can stand on the hope that's come about through all of these things, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. What a verse. Look at that verse. We glory. No, wait. And not only that, we also grumble, gripe, and moan in tribulations, in troubles. No, that would mean we have no faith. That would mean we don't have the God of the Bible on the throne that we claim to believe in. When we are tempted and tested like this, we take a deep breath like we did a moment ago and said, wait a minute. The word of God in Romans 5, verses 3 to 5 tells me I'm to glory in this. Stop right there, church. This means for you and I both, we need to realize right now our God is bigger than what we've just gone through or what we're going through. Something's up. There's something about suffering as a Christian I'm not getting. Because we're tempted to avoid it. And a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ who walks in righteousness following the Lord Jesus will not have to go look for trouble. Oh, it will come to him. It will come to her. When you live for Jesus, you will be hated. When you live for Jesus, your family's going to think you're nuts. They're going to say all manner of evil against you. Why is it a badge of honor? Now look, if you're an obnoxious weirdo, then you deserve whatever you get. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about living for Jesus. The scripture says glory in it. Oh my goodness. Glory in it. What a word. What a challenge. There's something about suffering then I'm not getting as a believer. James 1, verses 2 to 4. Maybe this is the answer, huh? My brethren, count it all joy. He uses a mathematical term, by the way, of his day, first century church. Any CPAs, any accountants out there? Any math whizzes? He is saying this. Hey, Christians in the world, do the math. James is saying, I've done the math. And here's the answer. You know, I'm not talking like California math. You know, modern math. Modern math. He's not saying, do the math. You know, well, it all depends on what you come out with, is how you feel. It's 2 + 2 doesn't have to exactly equal 4. It could be like 4.34. Could be 5. It depends on how hard you tried. How would you like to have the researchers at JPL or NASA when they're strapping you into the rocket say, now look, you know what we did? We applied modern math. We are so up on the latest. We've applied modern math to strapping you into this rocket. And we kind of, you know, took the new approach where absolutes are kind of offensive. And so we'll see how it goes. See ya, bye. Right? What? No, man, you wanted exact. Exact. Okay? Exact. Oh, man. Exact. James says, this is exact. Are you ready for it? Yes, James, what is it? Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Really? Yeah. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work. The word implies sit still under the crucible of crushing. This might be a little uncomfortable. But let patience have its perfect work that you may be complete or perfect or perfected and complete, lacking nothing. In what? Christian character. I think it is very safe to say, haven't thought it through much, so get your pen ready. If you want to get me in trouble, I may offer myself up as a sacrifice right now. It's my observation, granted, I live in a very little limited world, that those who are profound hypocrites have not suffered for the cause of Christ. They can shoot their mouth off, they can live a different way, and they name the name of Jesus, but when push comes to shove, their suffering, if it were real, would have brought them to a humility that they would just rather zip their lip and let God be God. Okay, so watch this. James is teaching us, Paul is teaching us, that there is a path which leads to glory so beautiful. That is, the glory is so beautiful that the momentary trial is not only embraced, it's cherished. It's cherished. When the disciples were beaten for their association with Jesus, they ran out, or they were released from that jail room there, and they got away from the courts when the court said, you know, beat them up, let these disciples be beaten to the pulp, and then command them not to speak anymore in Jesus' name. And they were turned loose, and those disciples went down the street, clicking their heels, bloody heels, mind you, but they didn't care. Woo-hoo! Yeah! Yes! What are those freaks all pumped up about? We're Christians. We just got the snot beat out of us for Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know what? In the midst of it all, man, I got to tell you, when I got this one punch in my face, I'm not kidding. It didn't even hurt. And with every punch, I could see, and it was supernatural. I could experience the glory of God. It was amazing. You're saying, what? That's crazy. Granted, I agree. It's crazy. Unless you're getting beat up for the cause of Christ. And he shows up because he's always there. Whatever goes on is something so precious and so deep to the growth of the Christian character that we don't shy away from attacks and tribulations and persecutions. We embrace it, which explains Fox's Book of Martyrs, the ancient record of believers in Jesus who suffered to death for the cause of Christ. Philippians 3:10 says, you guys okay? Philippians 3:10 says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Say amen. Isn't that great? Oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I feel like an action figure saying that. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Right? Iron Man. Well, I'm not done reading the verse. And the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. There's a memory card for you. Give me the glory. Give me the glory. Can't have glory without the path. Are you suffering? Yes. Ah, cheer up. God is speaking great things to you, and Jesus is right now with you, holding your hand, and he wants to infuse verses into your life. And oh, and by the way, all of this will be stored in the great hard drive of God in heaven. And on that day you stand before him, you and I will be there, and we're going to be probably having our head hanging down because we'll feel like a bunch of losers, like we failed him constantly, and maybe we'll all just kind of be hiding in the back hoping he doesn't see us. He's going to call you by name. And you're going to step up. You will step up. And he's going to say, Susie, how are you doing? Okay? Maybe? I don't know. I feel like a scumball here right now, Lord. Well, and he's going to take his finger and he's going to lift your chin off of your chest and he's going to say, now let me tell you something. Do you remember when you were going through that issue where your heart was broken and you were crying out to me and you felt like there was just no hope? Do you remember what you did? No, Lord. You went to the 23rd Psalm and you read that Psalm. I put that, thank you for reading my book. I put that in there, God's going to say to you. And you leaned on me. But Lord, I didn't feel like I was leaning on you. And he's going to say, I love you, but I don't care how you feel. You leaned on me. And for that, Gabriel, show her what's behind door number 3. It's going to be amazing.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a study called This Might Be a Little Uncomfortable, taken from the opening verses of 2 Corinthians, This Might Be a Little Uncomfortable is actually a mini-series and part of Pastor Jack's series through this New Testament book written by Paul, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, we have Pastor Jack right here in studio with us. And Pastor Jack, before we go real quick, you have a lot of places on this earth to teach and preach. And this is one that I want to follow you along on. Hawaii, what's going on? Tell me.
Come on, let's go. Actually, we're going to be having a great, great time. We're going to be getting together on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 21st to the 23rd, at an event that is being hosted right there in Honolulu, and it is called Summer Lights. And it's going to be a great time. Listen to this, everybody, and I hope that you make time to come on out and join us. Friday night, August 21st, I'm going to have the opportunity to address a gathering regarding an evangelistic message. If you bring someone out to this get-together, we're going to be preaching the gospel. I've got the honor to do that. And we're going to give a great and exciting invitation for your loved ones, your friends, your co-workers to make a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, listen, I got two really good friends, great brothers, who are right here in the Southern California area, mind you. Saturday night, August 22nd, my good friend John Randall. Pastor John's going to be delivering his message, and then a home run hitter when it comes to preaching the gospel. Everybody knows Greg Laurie. Love him. In fact, Davey, Greg Laurie led me to the Lord on June 20th, 1977.
Yep.
Sunday night, August 23rd, Greg Laurie at 6 p.m. is going to be giving a message. So listen, 3 nights of opportunity for you to bring a friend to hear the gospel. I'll be doing Friday night, John Randall Saturday night, and Greg Laurie Sunday night. Listen, look forward to seeing you there. I would love to meet you in person. Make plans to attend.
And what about that Sunday morning? What's coming up?
You know, I have a cross to bear, a burden to carry.
What's that?
That is, I've got to teach the Word of God, the Bible, at North Shore Christian Fellowship in Haleiwa. Oh, you know, but those of you who have never been, you don't quite exactly know what I'm excited about or what Davey's excited about. For those of you who have been to the North Shore of Oahu, North Shore Christian Fellowship is a great gathering. I'll be there Sunday morning, August 23rd. At the old Haleiwa Gym, and that's on King Kamehameha Highway, in the little village of the town of Haleiwa, and we're going to have a great time. Come on out. Service time is 9 a.m., and again, I would love to meet you, love to hang out, and bring someone. Bring someone to that service, and if you're in the North Shore, you know exactly where that is,
yeah.
But if you're in Waikiki area or Mililani Town, just a short drive, would love to see you there. Again, come on out. August 23rd, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. at North Shore Christian Fellowship.
This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org.
reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.